from the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Ons gesels vandag oor age gaps in relationships and where you kind of, not that we should judge other people, but where, waar trek mense die lyn? Ons het net 'n gesprek daaroor. En op die lyn is Jaco. Jaco, welkom by The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jy het 'n interessante storie.
Baie dankie.
Welkom meneer. Wat is die ouderdomse verskil in jou verhouding?
17 jaar.
17 jaar en jou vrou is ouer as jy?
Yes.
So, when you met, did you think that there was going to be a wedding one day, a vibe? I mean, normally when you meet people sort of 17 years older than you, I don't immediately think. How old were you when you met?
I was 19.
19.
Okay. And how does what's 19 plus 30? So she was 36, you were 19. How does a 19-year-old have the game to go up to a 36-year-old woman and just go, hey, I like you, let's do this thing?
Yeah, I don't know. I was just lucky, I guess.
What sort of a reaction did you get the first couple of times you guys went out together when you met family and so on?
In the beginning, it was very difficult. There was a lot of backlash from family, friends, you know, was frowned upon.
Yeah.
But as my saying is, it's mind over matter. And if I don't mind, it does not matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you guys were happy, and I mean, look where you've ended up now, 17 years later. But what were the kind of concerns that people that had something to say about it? What were their issues with the fact that you were in a relationship with someone who was 17 years older than you?
Well, majority of the people was thinking somebody's looking for. They actually said that I might be having a mother issue. There was people that actually said that, you know, I'm just with my wife for just to see what I can benefit out of the relationship.
Yeah.
And yeah, 11 years later, I couldn't be more happier than the day I met her.
Can I just ask, what was the power dynamic like when you met as a 19-year-old who probably obviously didn't have, okay, let me say probably didn't have a job, and how has it changed now that you are a grown man who probably does have a job and, you know, is probably on a more equal footing financially?
Well, yeah, a lot has changed. I mean, as I said, at that time I was barely working and, you know, it was just anchoring down and getting to the point of pushing through, putting everything in, late nights, hard work, and just bringing everything together to be able to show to not just my wife, but to that this is something that can work.
Mm.
So it's now this long-term relationship. You guys have kids, hey, Jaco?
No, we don't.
You don't have kids, but you've been together now for this long. How does it feel to prove people wrong and go, look, this can work, it is working?
Well, it's a great feeling, but it's like any other normal relationship or any other normal marriage. It's a constant thing that you have to be worked on.
Mm.
So you can't say, yeah, just because I've proven a point, I've got what I've wanted. It is still, it's the exact same thing as any other marriage.
But 11 years later, your 17-year age gap isn't bothering you at all?
Oh, no.
Nice.
No.
Nice. Yeah, because we got a message in here from someone who says she's 47, her husband is 80. And whenever she meets people and talks about her husband, people immediately accuse her of being a gold digger.
Mm.
Yeah, that is the biggest thing that we, or what people in this type of relationships here, is you're only in it for the money.
Yeah.
And
meanwhile, these people, the message I'm reading, they've been together 15 years.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jaco, thanks for sharing. We appreciate your time and your candor, dude.
Cool, man.
Absolute pleasure.
Have
there
an
we
awesome weekend.
Jaco in Pretoria, 17-year age gap.
Mm.
And it's not often you see a relationship where the 17-year age gap is she's older than he is.
Yeah.
It's a very much a sort of outlier situation. It's interesting. Lots and lots of messages coming in. Ek en my verloofde is 2 jaar saam. Ons het ouderdomse verskil van 21 jaar. En albei ons families het vrede daarmee.
Weet jy wat? Ek dink baie van die vrede wat mense dan ervaar wat hulle nou nie sê, jy's 'n gold digger of hy soek net 'n toy good, like a bimbo or a toy boy or whatever, is that these people can see how happy the other person makes their family member. En dan het hulle baie min om daaroor te sê, behalwe jy's gelukkig, ons is gelukkig.
Yeah, make a very good point.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing. The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.